U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill told reporters in Seoul his talks with Chinese leaders Thursday produced no breakthroughs in getting North Korea back to the talking table on eliminating its nuclear weapons capabilities. The three-year-old negotiations have been stalled since the United States, China, Russia, Japan, South Korea, and North Korea met in September. That round of talks produced an agreement in principle for North Korea to dismantle its nuclear programs in exchange for financial and energy assistance, as well as political and diplomatic benefits. Hill says the agreement stands as is.
So it's not up to us to create some new incentive structures for them to come and implement the September agreement. The incentive structures are already in the September agreement.
Just one day after reaching that agreement, North Korea announced a new condition. The United States must provide it with a modern nuclear reactor for civilian energy production. That was immediately ruled and was seen by Washington and its partners as another attempt by Pyongyang to stall. Currently, North Korea, known formally as the DPRK, is refusing to return to the six-nation talks on implementing the September agreement until the U.S. lifts sanctions on North Korean companies suspected of money laundering and counterfeiting. Hill says the North's focus on the sanctions, which mainly target about $24 million in North Korean assets, are a distraction from the main issue.
I'm not sure this is about $24 million. I'm not sure this is about the U.S. economic measures. I think this is about a country, DPRK, that just has trouble making up its mind.
U.S. officials say the sanctions are a matter of law enforcement and are completely separate from the nuclear diplomacy. Before departing Seoul Friday, Hill repeated Washington's willingness to strive for a permanent peace with North Korea in the context of the September agreement.
One of the elements there is that the parties would agree to work on a peace mechanism in an appropriate forum with the appropriate players. So, of course, we'd be prepared to implement that element as well.
There is no peace treaty ending the 1950s Korean War. Fighting was halted by an armistice signed in 1953 and meant to be temporary. Kurt Aschen, VOA News, Seoul.